Fibber McGee and Molly Show. NBC and Arid Cream Deodorant present Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutton. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment.
This is Ted Williams. Right now, naturally, I'm thinking mainly about the new baseball season. Not that I've forgotten Korea. No one who was there could. And terrible as it was, I'd like to talk to you about another enemy. One that killed 25 times as many Americans as Korea did. And in the same time, I mean cancer. I think it's man's cruelest enemy. Let's look at the averages. The American Cancer Society says it's going to strike more than 30 million Americans now living. Actually, it's batting 750 against us, killing 3 out of every 4 it strikes. Well, we just can't sit back and take it. We've got to strike back. We've all got to do it. Give to support the research, education, and service programs of the American Cancer Society. This fight against cancer is a matter of life and death. Give generously. Mail your contributions now to cancer. Care of your local post office. We must all give to conquer cancer.
A group of youngsters from the 4th grade nature study class are going on a hike through the woods today under the leadership of a well-known Wistful Vista woodsman. Here's the woodsman's wife calling to him now.
Come on, McGee, you better hurry.
I'm coming.
The bus will be here with the children any minute. They were due at 9:30.
Okay, I'm ready. Hope we got everything we need. Gloves, lunch, first aid kit.
We've got everything. I just hope we can manage those children all right. This is a pretty big responsibility.
Don't you worry, I'll handle them kids. All you got to use is a little child psychology. All you got to keep is calm. With kids, you merely... Uh-oh, there they are now. Where's my gloves? Where's my hat?
In your pocket and on your head.
Oh, where's the lunch? Did you pack the lunch?
3 boxes full. I've got it right here.
I hope there's enough. Just 3 boxes of lunch?
If we run out, I'll borrow you a sandwich from one of the kids.
Now, we're coming, driver. Keep your fenders
put
on.
Put on your jacket. I've got the lunch. Come on, let's go.
Okay. She had no worries. She had no cares.
That was good.
Kid. Yeah, you did that swell, kid.
Oh, that ain't the way my Uncle Herman sings it. He always...
Oh, look at those pretty little buds bursting out on the trees out there. Aren't they cute?
Lucky, look, kid.
Yeah, look at them.
Oh,
yeah, there's the woods up ahead there, driver. You can pull in anywhere along here.
Okay, Mr. McGee. Oh, boy, you're going to have your hands full today.
Get out of the bus. This is the woods.
Give that man a Corona, Corona. He found the woods.
Don't be a smart aleck, Willie Cooper.
Oh, shut up, Willie.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
I just thought it was Dad.
You'll have to excuse Willie, Mr. McGee.
Huh?
He shows definite delinquent tendencies.
Oh. All right, now, out of the bus, everybody. Come on. Yeah,
come on. Now, careful, children. Don't anybody fall.
I can handle
him,
don't you worry.
Don't worry, Miss McGee. He can handle
him.
Quit pushing, baby.
I'll just keep the bus here and sleep till you get back, Mr. McGee. Oh, boy, I wouldn't have your job.
All it takes for kids is a little patience and understanding. Hey, Willie, stop that.
Patience and understanding?
Yep. Style psychology. You got to make them think you're one of them, you see. You got to meet them on their own level. Hand me that water pistol out of the pack sack there, Molly.
Water pistol?
Careful with it now. It's loaded. Thanks. Willie Tukes.
Yeah?
You gonna let go of Susie's pigtails and behave yourself?
Oh, I don't have to.
Okay, take that.
Oh, I just wanted to
All right, now.
Really, that's great.
Now, Now, do we understand each other? Okay, let's hit the trail. Come on, kids. Off we go into the wild woods yonder.
Oh, that child psychology is wonderful.
Come on, let's go!
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
May I tell you about a new cream deodorant that actually vanishes when you rub it on your skin? You rub it in, you rub odor out. You rub it in, you rub perspiration out. It's the new Alid with non-staining chlorophyll. Just try this amazing test. Take an onion, slice it open, and rub it on the back of your hand. Now take Alid with chlorophyll and rub into the same spot. When the light green color vanishes, all odor is gone. And that's exactly what happens to perspiration odor and perspiration, too, when you use Alid with chlorophyll daily. No other deodorant can give you Alid's exclusive rubbed-in protection. Alid has a vanishing cream texture, which gives you 1.5 times the protection of any leading deodorant. Safe for normal skin and fabrics, non-staining, washable. Don't be half-safe. Be completely safe. Rub in Alid with chlorophyll to be sure. Only 43 cents plus tax.
Starting already.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about. Al and Mrs. McGee. Well, we better get out of here before it starts raining because I can always smell it in the air when it's going to rain.
Heavenly days. Come on, children, line up.
You go ahead, Molly. You follow the trail back to the bus and I'll catch up with you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to check this campfire. Safety first, you know. Make sure the embers are all out before I leave.
In this campfire? It's already drowned. Look at it. You don't have to worry about the fire.
Well, it always pays to make sure. I'm going to shovel the water off the top of it and take a good look. You go on. I'll catch up with you later.
All right. Come on, kids. Double time back to the bus. Up, two, three, four. Up, two, three, four. Up, two, three, four.
McGee took us instead of our nature study teacher. He's sure the smart woodsman, Mr. McGee is.
Yes, Mr. McGee can do anything.
I must admit, he's very well versed in woodcraft.
He's the smartest man in the world, I bet you. He knows everything. Don't you, Mr. McGee?
Dearie, Jeannie's talking. McGee, where are you? Oh, driver! Driver, stop the bus. Heavenly days, we forgot all about Mr. McGee. Out that campfire.
Oh, don't worry about him, Mrs. McGee.
Yeah, he's a genuine woodsman. I'll bet you by now he already made a spear out of a stick and caught himself some fish and built himself another fire by rubbing two sticks together.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Hello there, this is James Stewart. I'd like to take a minute of your time, if I may, to remind you about our weekly program series, The Six Shooter. It's now on Thursday evenings over many of these same NBC stations. You know, The Six Shooter is a kind of a different type Western program. I think maybe you'd like it. As Britt Ponsett, I'm a sort of an easygoing cowpoke. Just a sort of a cowpoke. Oh, now, don't get me wrong. You'll hear gunplay now and then and some action, too, on The Six Shooter. Even a little fun sometimes. And we like to think of our program as the kind that will please every one of you. And from your letters, well, they've been all very nice. So if you haven't already been listening, why don't you check your local paper for the time The Six Shooter is heard in your part of the country? And we sure would like to have you in our audience every week.
Found that nice dry cave to sit in while you and those kids were running around the woods looking for me, I'd have been as wet as you are. Boy, you're soaked.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC and Arid Cream Deodorant have brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Dawes Butler as the bus driver and Davy, Richard Beals as Willie Toop, Peter Votrian as Ronald, and Patricia Iannone as Susie. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Bob. Here, Jim Fleming with the heart of the news, tonight on the NBC Radio Network.